is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Kent Gilbreth, Professor of Economics at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Spurred by things he observed in his role as a forensic economist in the courtroom, he recently wrote The Coming Perfect Economic Storm. In this paper, Dr. Gilbreth identifies major trends in the U.S. economy that are converging on our horizon. We've been exploring those trends in a series of segments over the last few weeks. Dr. Gilbreth, first let me review those major trends that we've been talking about. The first is trends in personal and family incomes. The second was trends in labor force participation. The third, a decline in personal saving, an increase in personal debt. The fourth, working and retiring. The fifth was about some tax surprises, globalization, and job loss. So again, we've discussed each of these trends over the last weeks. And what I want to ask you now, Dr. Gilbreth, is what do we do about it? How do you suggest we prepare for this storm?
Well, by nature, I'm an optimistic and positive person. So when I found myself writing a paper called The Coming Perfect Economic Storm, I was probably the most surprised person of all. But like the emperors who had no clothes, I didn't see people talking about the convergence of the many trends that I was seeing taking place, so that the next time a surprising event, whether it's war or oil crisis or whatever, hit us, we might not be able to respond with the same energy and flexibility we've shown in the past. We know that there are some things we can do and some things we can't. We can index the alternative minimum tax. We can communicate the importance of saving to people for their retirement and they're not relying on the increases in the value of their homes. We can begin to find ways to solve the increase in the amount of money spent on Social Security, which, by the way, is a problem that could be solved relatively easily, as compared to solving the problems posed by rising Medicare costs. The most important solution that we have going for us is the marketplace, which will send signals to people to increase their savings, to reduce their debts, and to behave in a very responsible fashion as we go forward, and not just depend upon hope in the marketplace, but depend upon planning and good decision-making. The globalization that is threatening service sector jobs in the United States does need some attention by Congress. Globalization does improve standards of living, but sometimes the pace of globalization might need to be slowed a bit to give people a chance to adjust to the changes that are taking place. So a combination of good public policy and market forces does give me hope. It is always a good idea to prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. And if we do that, the U.S. economy can see itself through any perfect economic storm that may be looming on the horizon.
Dr. Kent Gilbreth is professor of economics at Baylor. Thank you for joining us for this series about the coming perfect economic storm. This is the Baylor Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio or subscribe to the free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.